Mr. President, yesterday, Senator Craig and I and a number of our colleagues introduced the 1995 Mining Law Reform Bill. And as many of you know, during the last several years, members and staff of the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources have worked and spent many thousands of hours debating, staffing, and pontificating reform of the bill. During the 101st, 102nd, 103rd Congress, legislation to reform the 1872 mining law has been introduced, debated, and pursued. Last year, Congress came within striking distance of enacting comprehensive legislation. Unfortunately, negotiations on a final bill broke down during the conference consideration, and Senate and House leadership made the decision to pull the plug on the reform for mining in the 103rd. As a consequence, the legislation that we've introduced does what we think is necessary, and that is to effect reform in the mining industry. Will this legislation cost jobs? What impact will reform have on exploration and development in the United States? Will the environmental community support mining law reform? And the bottom line is the voters sent a clear message to Congress in the November elections. No more delay, no more gridlock. Get on with the nation's business. The debate over the mining law reform has been around longer than many of us in the Senate care to reflect on. During the last 12 years, we've seen the oil and gas industry lose approximately 500,000 jobs. We don't want to see that happen in the hard rock mining industry. The legislation which we've introduced is comprehensive. It covers patents. Critics argue that patenting must be eliminated because individuals can patent purchase land for $2.50 an acre, and some of those lodges and fishing cabins end up as a consequence. Further, Mr. Secretary, the Craig Murkowski bill specifically requires miners to pay fair market value for the surface of mineral-bearing lands and includes a provision requiring all patented land to be used for good faith mining purposes. We cover royalty, Mr. President. Critics have argued that individuals are allowed to extract minerals from federal estates without paying a royalty to the federal government. Our bill requires miners to pay a 3% net proceeds royalty. The royalty is modeled after a workable procedure in Nevada, which nets proceeds on mine tax, a well-established program. In 1993, Nevada collected $34 million. As a consequence, Mr. President, we've tried to cover reclamation, where we propose, as a consequence of recommendations by the Western Governors Council, that every state with substantial areas of federal land open to mineral location under the general mining laws will adopt substantive reclamation standards for hard rock mining. And as a consequence, the bill recognizes the state reclamation standards along with applicable federal and state environmental requirements that are adequate to prevent unnecessary and undue degradation. Reclamation, Mr. Chairman, is addressed as well with the advice and of the Western Governors Council, and as a consequence, Mr. President, we feel that this legislation meets the requirements associated with a healthy industry, keeping our industry onshore. I would ask the balance of my statement be entered into the record as read.